Good evening, everyone. Our shiloh for the week this week was how to properly dispose of one's dalad minim in the aftermath of Sukkos. You took your dalad minim for 7 days, and now afterwards you want to know what exactly can you or should you do with them. Yesterday we outlined three halakha categories for different types of objects that mandate or warrant different types of treatment according to the halakha. In the highest category, we had something called tashmishei kedusha, which are items that are either themselves safros stam, something with the Shem Hashem written on it, something like a Sefer Torah, a mezuzah, tefillin, or things that are associated with those items that are used to care for them in a direct manner. That was the highest level, and we saw that items that fit into that category require geniza. We know that a Sefer Torah can't be thrown out, Rachmana Litzlan. If you have a Sefer Torah that's psula, you have to bury it. That's the halacha of geniza. The second category, we had a category called tashmishei mitzvah. We saw that tzitzis is how the Shulchan Aruch at least explicitly addresses that category in Orach Chaim Siman Chaf Aleph. We're going to further explore that today. That was the middle category. And the lowest category were things that really didn't qualify for either one. They are things that we associate with mitzvos. We gave the example of a yarmulke, or perhaps another example that the Star K gives is the outer plastic protection for your tefillin or talis bag. The tefillin or talis bag itself is definitely in a higher category. What category it's in is a question unto itself. It might even be tashmishei kedusha, because it's used to hold, let's say, tefillin, for example, a tefillin bag. But the outer plastic, which is there just to protect the bag, that's far enough removed that it wouldn't fit into those categories. So that was the lowest category, and we said that those are things that you can certainly dispose of ordinarily, even if we wouldn't necessarily feel comfortable doing so. Halakhically speaking, you can. Now, what about the middle category? What do you do with that middle category? What is the halakha? Does it require geniza? Are you allowed to throw it out? So here we revisit a sif that we read yesterday, but we'll just focus on it a little bit more tonight. The mechaber in Orach Chaim Siman Chaf Aleph sif Aleph says chutei tzitzis shenifseku yachol lezorkon la'ashpa. If you have strings of tzitzis that were separated from the beged, you are allowed to throw them into the garbage. The Mishnah Berurah commenting here on sif katan Aleph says v'hu adin l'chol tashmishei mitzvah. This similarly applies to any tashmishei mitzvah, which is precisely this middle category that we're dealing with. And he gives us examples. Kegon, sukkah, velulav, v'shofar. Interestingly, all three of the examples that he gives are items used during the holidays of Chodesh Tishrei. And the middle example that he gives is a lulav. V'chol ki agabna la'achar shenisbadu v'einam omdun od l'mitzvasan. He says, of course, this is referring to a situation when you're no longer using them for the mitzvah. You wouldn't be able to dispose of your dalad minim in the middle of Sukkos. We have a principle of huktzah l'mitzvasan. You can't just get rid of them like that on Chol HaMoed. But he's saying after the mitzvah is completed, after it's done, that is, you are technically allowed to throw them out. L'zorkon ba'ashpa. And the Mechaber explains, Meishri mitzvah she'in begufa kedusha, as we highlighted yesterday, because it doesn't fit into that highest category of Dvarim Shel Kedusha. He says, but then we noted as well that yesterday the Ramah qualifies, it says, V'yesh omrim de'afla achasha nifseku, ein linhog bahen minhag bizayon. He says, first of all, there are those who say that you should not throw them into a place where it's really filthy and it's disgusting, because that would just be an embarrassment. It would bring shame to the mitzvah. The zorkon b'makom meguna. Don't throw them into a filthy and disgusting place. And elisha ein tzrichin gniza. You just don't need to bury them. And he adds v'yesh megdaktikin legonzon v'amachmir tov alav bracha. He says there are those who are even machmir to do gniza. So in theory, right now we have two extremes. We have the mechaber telling us that you're allowed to throw them in the garbage. And we have the Ramah saying that there are those who have the minhag to actually do geniza on these items as well. But we do have that middle comment of the Ramah, ein linhog behen bizayon. And the Mishnah Berurah commenting on that in Sifkat and Vav once again extends that to our particular example of dalad minim. He says, v'chein b'schach ha-sukkah, similarly with the schach of a sukkah, the lulav v'shofar, la'achar shenispatlu mimitzvasan, and you have a lulav as well, right? Our example, a shofar. After the mitzvah has already been completed, ein lezorkon la'ashpa, you shouldn't throw them in the garbage, even though the mechaber explicitly told us that you can, because it's a place that's disgusting. V'chol ki agavna davar she'eino kavod la'mitzvah she'avra, you shouldn't do anything that doesn't bring proper kavod to the mitzvah. Because of Prima Gadim, d'nachon shalol la'asos tashmish v'guna afilu b'defanos ha'sukkah. An interesting parenthetical note, he quotes the Prima Gadim, who includes the defanos ha'sukkah as well, the walls of the sukkah. One of the major halachic conceptual questions pertaining to the walls of the sukkah is how much are they included in what we would call the chalos sukkah, in the formal halachic definition of the sukkah as well, or are they a means towards really just having the schach, which is the formal definition of the sukkah? But the Prima Gadim maintains that the defanos of the sukkah have that status as well. Halacha l'maisa, what does this mean for us? Halacha l'maisa, what this means is you can throw out your dalad minim, but not with in a filthy place, not with the rest of the trash. So how do you circle that? How do you square that circle? So what we do is, if you wrap the Dalad Minim in its own separate container, so you take a separate clean garbage bag and you put your Dalad Minim in it, or some kind of other plastic wrapping that surrounds the Dalad Minim, so that the Dalad Minim themselves aren't going to come into contact with the trash, so that they won't come into contact with anything that's a davar meguna. In that scenario, you can, again, just wrap it thoroughly, and then you can deposit it in the trash, as long as that you have that protective sheath that's effectively serving as a kind of hefsek, a separation between the Dalad Minim and the garbage as well. And all the major kashrus organizations, the OU, the Star K, that's what they recommend. Lots of times people like to double wrap things. Why? So there is a notion of kis betel kis in other areas of halakha. It doesn't apply here. But sometimes once we're wrapping something, we just throw a double wrapping on it. So if you want to throw a double wrapping on it, that's okay. I wouldn't say it's bal tashkis. You're perfectly fine throwing a double wrapping on it as well. But halakha l'maisa, as long as you have a single wrapping, that's sufficient to dispose of your dalad minim. Now, is that what you should do with your dalad minim? That's what you can do with your dalad minim. Is it what you should do? There are actually many minhagim as to what one should do with the dalad minim, and those we will, be'ezr Hashem, explore tomorrow night.